welcome back to the show. We've got a brand new edition of Sam's Jams headed your way in just about 15 minutes here on WDET. You'll be hearing a live recording from the group Duality Detroit, who will be playing Motor City Wine this week. So good stuff coming up. Well, Alive in Detroit is an upcoming feature-length documentary about the fight against chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes in the city. The story is a celebration of Detroiters and the work they do to heal their communities of illnesses while providing protection and rights for those communities as well. So in this film, we meet a patient, a pastor, and a physician whose stories inspire hope but also mask deeper inequities in the safety net of healthcare. The film is a product of the city's creative ecosystem, benefiting from programming by Detroit Design Festival, the Freak Film Fest, which you've definitely heard of, and Documenting Detroit, another group doing great work here in the city. Shiraz Ahmed is a filmmaker and the director of Alive Detroit. He is also a former WDET staff member, was our digital guy here at WDET for a long time, and he joins Culture Shift right now live to talk about the Kickstarter campaign, All or Nothing, to produce this film, Alive in Detroit. Welcome to Culture Shift, Shiraz.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here today. So we're going to be getting into some clips, be introduced to the characters in this film, or the subjects, I should say. This is a true story. You've been working on this for a few years now. Big end push for this Kickstarter campaign to raise $15,000 to get this film produced. I would like you to give us the lay of the land. Introduce us to some of these characters and how you began getting started in producing a film about chronic illness.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Every documentary film has a different origin story. This one started in 2012 out of some personal experiences my family had with getting insured and paying for medical bills, and also some previous work I've done in the free care and clinic network here in Detroit. And I met a guy. So the three characters are a patient, a pastor, and a physician. And the first guy I met was Dr. Paul Thomas of Plum Health, who is now kind of a big deal here in the city. But when I met him, he was just working in a single-person operation out of a one-room office at the Detroit School of Digital Technology in Mexicantown. And he's doing this kind of weird, different form of medicine where people can pay subscription, basically a monthly subscription, to have him be your doctor 24/7. And I was just so confused because, to me, if I spent 10 years training to be a doctor, I'd probably do something else than just hang out by myself in this tiny office. So I started following him around, trying to understand, you know, how he was doing, what he was doing, and most crucially, why and how he fit into the system. So this first clip we're going to is him recruiting for more doctors at a family medicine conference here in Metro Detroit. And you'll hear him kind of set up his practice and then talk to a potential medical or a medical student who's interested in what he's doing.
All right, here's Dr. Paul Thomas.
Hello, my name is Dr. Paul Thomas. I'm a family medicine doctor, obviously. I'm here with you guys today. But I am a direct primary care doctor. And what that means is that I take care of people, and I don't do any billing or coding for insurance companies.
So, like, intrinsically, why I made this decision? Intrinsically, I'm creative. I have a lot of passion and energy, and I want to create something that's meaningful.
Right.
And I saw my work as an employed doctor is not as meaningful as what I could be doing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm living my truth. And that, like, turns me on every day. And that makes me want to get out there and recruit patients and build this thing. The other things, nothing pays like autonomy. I know I talk about payment, but the autonomy that you have to make decisions for your patients and help people save money and do the right thing is tremendous.
Right.
And that is Dr. Paul Thomas here in Detroit. He works over in Southwest Detroit. He is one of the subjects of a documentary in production phase right now about chronic illness in the city and how folks are dealing with it. It is called Alive in Detroit. We're talking to documentary filmmaker Shiraz Ahmed here on Culture Shift. Okay, so Shiraz, I just heard from Dr. Paul Thomas, It's what people go into medicine for, ideally, you know, is to really help people, to be really passionate about healing. And, from talking to the folks that I know who are in the medical field, it is a struggle with our system, with our healthcare system, to do what they joined this field to do, what they went to school for so many years to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I found talking to doctors and residents and even like nurses and other community health workers is a lot of them are disillusioned because, you know, they come out of school with a lot of debt. You know, they have to take what some call the golden handcuffs, which, you know, you take a really high paying position in some sort of specialty or in some sort of medically deprived area just to pay off your debt when, you know, all you really want to be doing is meeting with patients and helping them lead healthier lives. So Paul chose a different path, and that's what intrigued me about him. And that's the kind of stuff I want to examine. What values and what drives us to do the good work that needs to be done.
Okay, so I'm curious, as far as we're talking about chronic illness, which is, again, another huge struggle in our healthcare system to treat. It just goes on forever. It's really difficult to do. There's a lot of different healing modalities to potentially get into. So who else are we following in this film that is dealing with a long-term chronic illness in Detroit?
So the second subject is Pastor Samuel Thomas of City Covenant Church, which is a real tiny church in Brightmoor, which is one of the most medically deprived areas of Detroit. And, you know, there's a lot of churches in Detroit, but this isn't one of the big ones. It's not a super fancy one. What drew me to them was Pastor Thomas himself, who's a very loquacious guy and has fought his own health challenges, but also just the fact that he's welcoming everybody in and trying to provide what's necessary to lead a healthy life. So what you're about to hear is one of the weekly services the church provides, along with Forgotten Harvest, to provide people free groceries. And you'll hear the pastor at the top, and then we'll talk to somebody at Forgotten Harvest about why they're there and what they're getting out of it.
Well, my name is Samuel Thomas. I am senior pastor here at City Covenant Church. Brightmoor is challenged in many ways, but it's a great group of people, all working hard. And so this is just like a supplement, if you will. All right? It's a mechanism to help them get from one maybe paycheck to another paycheck.
I'm on disability. You know, so I come here to feed my family, basically. Actually, I come and get food for the elderly also, you know, because there's a lot of things that is well needed here in this community. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So.
And that is Pastor Samuel Thomas, no relation to Dr. Paul Thomas, another important figure here working in the city of Detroit to help folks suffering specifically from long-term chronic illness. Now, Shiraz, I know, the documentary started pre-production pre-pandemic, but, you know, going into the next few years, we are looking at a lot of people who are going to have long-term disabilities due to COVID-19 as well. And if we don't address the inequities and the obstacles in our current healthcare, we are going to be experiencing, something I don't even want to think about, like the long-term disability that it'll be experienced in this country is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And the pandemic's really exposed all of these cracks we have in our system. One reason Detroit suffered so much more than other places in the country is because a lot of people have what are called comorbidities, so two or more diseases working against you, basically. So this is a crucial issue now. It's like you said, it's funny. I started this film before the pandemic, and then the pandemic just kind of crystallized the themes I was looking at and really gave me motivation, especially at a really depressing time when there was not a lot else to do, to keep moving forward. Because if we don't address these inequities, another pandemic will happen and more people will keep dying. And these are pretty basic and easy issues to solve.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Shiraz Ahmed, the documentary film producer of the film Alive in Detroit, which is in production right now. There's a Kickstarter campaign to help finish the film All or Nothing, trying to raise $15,000 to finish this very important film about something that a lot of people are dealing with, not just in the U.S. and Canada, but especially here in Detroit. Now, we have our last subject of the film. Again, it was a pastor, a doctor working in the city against chronic illness, now someone who is suffering from it.
Yeah, so what you're going to hear next is Rob, who is a working-class Detroiter. He's a family guy. He's got a daughter, and he's married. And, you know, he's like a lot of us. He's struggling to get by and pay his bills. And one thing that's exciting today to reveal that I don't usually focus on is he's also an artist. He's a working photographer. He's a very talented portrait and boudoir and wedding photographer. And in this clip, I went with him to his studio when he put up a posting to shoot some portraits. And as you'll hear, nobody showed up for a very specific reason. And we ended up just talking and filming about his life and what photography means to him. And I think, well, let's just listen to it. I think you'll see why I picked it.
Which one plugs into your camera? Any other plugs into
the back of your main light? This is one of those, like, I just need to make a couple bucks. So I put up a posting to provide actors who need headshots at a very affordable rate. I should have looked ahead and projected because it is Super Bowl Sunday. So photography has helped me out a heck of a lot compared to just my 9-to-5. I took a look and I have a half folders. And I take a look at how much money I make each month with photography. And I can break 1,000. I can break 1,000. And then I have to pay like 600 a month, a little bit over 600 a month in health insurance. And I don't get paid that much to be having to pay 600 a month. So the photography kind of offsets that. Seems like I'm breaking even almost.
It's almost nonsense to think that you could almost do it all with one job.
True words, really, you know, disturbingly true words here from Rob, who is part of one of the subjects of the documentary Alive in Detroit, which is currently in production, following a pastor, a doctor, and Rob suffering from chronic illness, about how they are dealing with it, how they are struggling under the immense obstacles in our healthcare system right now. Shiraz Ahmed joining us. You know, Shiraz, we could do an entire show about artists and crushing medical debt, crushing medical obstacles. Just, you know, a couple years ago before the pandemic, Kenny Burrell, the jazz guitarist, lauded jazz guitarist, had to turn to GoFundMe, had to turn to crowdsourcing for his medical bills at 87 years old. And it is just tragic that we've left artists up to, you know, something that is so important to our society, so important to our well-being, to struggle under, you know, these crushing medical obstacles.
Yeah, and with Rob, and I think this is true of most artists I know, artists work so hard. You're working all the time. You're working on top of your actual artist practice to pay the bills to support your practice, right? And for Rob, I should have said at the start, all of this work, you know, he drives Uber, he drives Lyft, he has a regular kind of shift hourly job, and he does his photography and he's getting into videography. All of this work is what's stressing him out and what caused his stomach cancer, which is how I met him, because he had to go under chemo. You know, he's insured, but when he went under chemo, he found out he wasn't on disability and had to turn a GoFundMe to pay his just everyday, you know, bills for his family. So it kind of shows how our system reinforces staying poor and staying sick, because once you get sick, everything's way harder.
We've been talking about the documentary Alive in Detroit in its last week for Kickstarter for crowdfunding to finish the film. Shiraz Ahmed here, documentary filmmaker, former WDET digital director as well, joining us live here on Culture Shift. All right, Shiraz, for folks who want to support the documentary and follow what's going on with it, where do they go?
You can go to alivedetroit.org, sign up for my email list. Please pledge to the Kickstarter. Every donation helps. And in the film world, community support is really what shows to big film funders that this film has an audience waiting for it and needs to come out. So alivedetroit.org, check it out.
All right, thank you so much, Shiraz.